A suite of music from Tchaikovsky's Ballet Swan Lake, performed here by the Berlin Philharmonic, Herbert von Karajan conducting.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good evening, I'm Cecil Doyle. From up Maryland way, our good friend Gary Young and his outfit known as Music from the film kick off the first several minutes of tonight's edition of
Sounds Unusual. Animal. Heart. Mechanism.
Thank you. can, I discovered that I was a targeted individual. I mean, I'd known I'd been screwed with and harassed, but they're so secretive about it. The harassers are so good at it. But there was this Fred Meyer grocery store that I went to, and as I was ready to take my parking spot, somebody had swooped it away. And they knew what kind of a parking spot I wanted, because I wanted the kind you could drive in and be able to drive out. And I always was real picky about that. But they'd take that as I arrived at the store. As I'm going into the store, there'd be somebody that would step up in front of me at the last second, in front of a pillar. I would go, excuse me. And then as I'm walking down the aisle, I'm going to buy a certain product from the aisle. There'd be some lady, and she'd be reading a soup can label or something like that. They know what brand of bread, butter, beer, yogurt that you want. They know that. And just as I'm ready to reach for it, there'd be some lady that was standing at a cart. And just as I'm ready to reach for it, she'd push her cart right out in front of me. It, you know, to stop me from grabbing the product. These things that I just mentioned happened every friggin' time I went to that store. I mean, so I think they build intel on you. They build intelligence on you. They know what you like to eat. They know, you know, they know where you're going, and they'll have people planted along the way. So it's just constant harassment. So like there's this other case where there's just some old, and we're talking old, this guy, and he's like, he's 100 years old, seriously. And he's always where I go. And, you know, I mean, the truth of it is, he probably likes the attention he gets, but why do you always run into that guy? You know, we're talking miles apart. I think somebody just, like, picks him up and drives him there, and they'll drop him off at the store and give him, I think it's $10, by the way. I think that's a going rate. We'll give you $10 to go buy $10 worth of groceries if you'll stand in line in front of this guy. It's just too much to be coincidental. It's just the same guy. And there's like three or four of those kind of people. They just always happen to be where I'm going. Three or four different people like that. I think somebody picks them up and drops them off there. There were dozens of times when I'd be walking down the street, there'd be people screwing with me, like stepping out in front of me, making me go around them. You know, a lot of times with people involved in a wheelchair, somebody sitting there in a wheelchair and two or three people standing around them, where I literally had to walk out on the street to get around them. That was like a fairly frequent occurrence, that type of thing. I wish I'd have kept track of them all. But either you're going to believe me or you're not. It's all one big package, this harassment deal. It's all one huge package of head screwing that they do. And that explains why the one guy moved in next door to me and started turning his lights on and sun's fading on it at midnight, you know? The resources that they use is incredible. They know when you're walking down the street, they know where you're going because you've done that before. If the filthy perps want you, they'll get you. If they want to run, and they don't, but from what I have been able to ascertain, they don't want to kill you. They just want to screw with you slowly. They know, they have to know they're filth. They have to know that. You can't do what you're doing and not know you're filthy, but I don't know if they know how filthy they are. I don't think I know how filthy they are. I just keep finding out things. Because if they are filthy Freemasons, they're not for you. They're not for you and I, pal. Therefore, they're stinking society. The dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking Freemasons. That's what they're for. They're not for you and I, trust me. They're different every time. Once you get away from home, a couple of, 5 minutes away from wherever you live, they're different every time. I'm telling you, they rotate. I don't know how the heck they do it. It's just amazing. It must be an incredibly sophisticated program that they do to keep track of this. Like, they keep track of whether Tom here was after Van here, you know, or what have you. They know who's harassed who and when. It's incredible. And I'm telling you, there have been times when I've been out and I got harassed, slandered, people walking by me saying things that had to be targeting to me. They had to be. Now, I want to tell you about a video store that I used to go to every day. It was the Hollywood Video down on Highway 99 in Portland. And as I was walking in there one day, there were like, as I got out of my car, people knew the filth, the targeters that were harassing me knew that if I'm driving down that area, about on that street, there's about an 80% probability I'm going to go into that Hollywood Video. And sure enough, as I went in and got my movie, as I'm walking out of the store, there were like, I don't know, 20 or 30 people, all eye to eye, all young, looked like they worked for an insurance company or they were with a church or something. They were short sleeved. They had ties on, about half chicks, half guys. And they were talking way above their, louder than you need to talk. I couldn't get through them. They were being schmucks. That's what they were told to do. Now, can I prove that? No, you can't prove it. But finally, I gently put my hand on a couple of the guys' shoulders and pushed a little bit. And poof, they scatter in every direction. This happens on the street, at the store, on the bus. And everywhere you go, it can happen. You are targeted by gangs of stalkers. Because I was picking up a pair of eyeglasses in this store. And I went in, and as soon as I got in there, the whole lobby of that eyeglasses store flooded with people. There were probably, I don't know, 30 people. God, how can that be? You know? Not I'm buying anything. They're just hanging out to screw with you. That's their job. That's what gang stalkers do. And after a while, that starts to wear on you. This may be my last recording. It may not.
Temporary paranoid frustration abounds. And a new track by the outfit known as Music from the Film. Gary Young, Arthur Harrison, Kevin Buchholz. They have a new disc on Zero Moon Records. You can check them out at zeromoon.com. That was Bullseye, preceded by Sinking. And we started the program going back a couple of years to another recording by Music from the Film from their disc, How the West Was Once. A piece they entitled, There Is No Help. And there is no help. This is Sounds Unusual here on KRVS. Over the next few minutes, you'll be subjected, if you so desire, to recordings from the ensemble When the Word Was Sound, also by Paul Lansky. As well as John and Yoko. This is the truth about Frank.
Eddie Hawk. If the boat rocks, hold still. Open your eyes. You are captive. An innocent fool. He is ancient but still strong. Teeth like dirty gravestones. Have you been a bear? the two of them to squeeze through while stood watching, terrified.
Thank you.
listening to Sounds of the Usual here on KLBS.
Thank you. And writing and all that, just keep it separate. and just trying to keep everything vaguely together with the things they were together with, like the files and that. Don't suddenly pile everything in one big heap. Okay? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good, good. Okay. Okay, come on. No, I don't think so. Okay, thank you.